Yo, what's up? Welcome to another episode of Mostly Low Budget Movie Reviews. I am your host, Clarence. Thank you for tuning in. It's time for another weekend review. And I'm back on my Netflix grind. I have a movie that was trending last week. It was in the top 10, but I really didn't get a chance to get around to it until now. It's called The Seventh Day. Listed as a horror and has some very recognizable names in here. Guy Pearce, Stephen Lang, Keith David, off the top of my head, those are some names I saw. Yeah, which is interesting for a horror movie. And I know nothing about this one, which is the best way to go into some of these movies sometimes, not knowing anything about it. So I have absolutely no expectations at all. And with the actors involved, it should be solid. Other than that, I'm, you know, expecting solid performances. But, you know, I'm going in pretty fresh on this one. So, let's not waste any more time. What is this one about? Well, we start out with a young priest who looks really nervous and inexperienced with another priest, and they're going to perform this exorcism. Spoiler free, that does not go well. Then we meet Father David, a young priest again, who is being assigned to a veteran priest, Father Peter, who makes it clear he doesn't think much of the training that Father Daniel has received. They team up, and Father Peter questions him about why he wants to, you know, get into his line of work, the exorcisms and things, and he really wasn't all that happy with his answer, so he tests him. They go to this homeless tent place under a bridge, and spoiler free, that's where his test occurs, and, you know, he finds out something about him. After that, he agrees to take him on as, you know, his apprentice, basically. And they go to the house where they're supposed to be investigating the case, and there is, you know, the presence of evil there. He sends him in alone, and he wants him to basically take it all in. He was like, accept it, let the evil in, and, you know, while you're doing this investigation. And, you know, that's kind of where I'll stop, because from there, you know, they continue to do the apprentice thing. Father Peter has to learn some things he didn't learn in his two-week crash course with the church, and while investigating, you know, trying to, you know, resolve the case of possession, and, you know, along with the guidance from the veteran priest, which is Pierce's character. But anyway, what did the pros think? Well, they came in at a whopping 18% on the Rotten scale, but it only had 11 reviews, so take that for what it is. The audience had less than 50, and they came in at 17%. So, you know, they're both pretty limited on the number of reviews, but they pretty much agree with each other. And what did I think? Well, let's start with the positives. First, that opening exorcism, that's a really strong scene. Spoiler free, but that smile, and you'll know if you watch this, the smile part was very effective. I thought it was a pretty cool sequence there. They took kind of a buddy cop approach with, you know, the movie. You know, they have the old vet who knows everything, and then the rookie who's coming up trying to learn the ranks. And it's kind of original for this kind of a movie, but it's not a bad approach. Actually, I kind of liked it the way they did it. And what I thought, Pierce, you know, he gave a very solid performance here. I liked his performance to the old grizzled vet priest character. Unfortunately, the scares. Now, that's where my negatives are going to start, because after that opening sequence, which, you know, was really creepy, and I wasn't quite sure how it was going to turn out, so it kept me on my toes, the scares got really predictable after that. They had those startle scares in there that I hate, also known as jump scares. In fact, you know, the first act was really promising, and then it just goes downhill from there once they really get into the investigation part. They made some really odd choices with the narrative here. I mean, I don't want to spoil anything, but it would just kind of seem weird the way they went with the story. And it started like it was going to be something like really different, before diving into some very familiar territory and not being as in your face as this movie really needed to be. There are parts in here that were actually just kind of dull. And with this kind of movie, I was really expecting them to have a very strong third act. And it just fizzled out. With the way it opened, I said, well, okay. The middle was what it was. I said, okay, so the ending is where they're going to make up for it. And we're going to see this big, epic possession scene. And yeah, it really didn't work for me. The overall ending, I didn't really care for that all that much either. It just none of the rest of the movie really worked after the opening. But I don't want to beat this one up too much. Let me bottom line this one for you. Did I enjoy it? And I'm going to have to say no. And I put this one right at a 35% on the Rotten scale. And that's really off the strength of the Pierce's performance. And like I said, that opening scene in that first act was pretty good. The whole setup, I mean, it looked promising. And but it's not nearly as bad as those limited reviews say it is. But it's still pretty far away from recommendation. Again, it's too bad because Pierce, you know, I thought did a pretty good job with his character, and, you know, I really wish they would have continued with that original story, original take that they set up, and not kind of fall back into the same old setups that led to an ending that just simply didn't work for me. I only watch this one if you are a really huge fan of that subgenre of possession horror. Otherwise, yeah, you can pretty much skip this one. And, yeah, with that being said, I'm going to close it out right here. If this is your first time, don't make it your last. This has been a Podbean production, mostly low-budget movie reviews with Clarence. So, of course, I'm up on that platform, Podbean, but you've got Spotify, Google Music, all of that good stuff. iHeartRadio, thing, maybe my Apple thing will get approved soon. I'm not quite sure. I keep submitting it, but for whatever reason, it keeps getting kicked back. But anyway, that's stuff on the production side of things. But yeah, we got a busy month coming up before I close out, because this podcast is really, like I said, mostly low budget and for, you know, smaller movies and things off the beaten path. But there are some bigger movies coming out in the theater that I kind of want to hit on here, but I'm not going to do some of the really, really huge ones on here. Like, for example, this weekend, Black Widow opens, which I already saw it, but I'm not going to review that here. Why? Because if you're into Marvel, it's a huge movie, huge budget, you're going to go see that no matter what I say here. I mean, it is what it is. It's Black Widow. So yeah, you know what you're going to expect from that. So there's no reason to do a deep dive into Black Widow at all. So yeah, I'm not going to do that here. But there are some other movies that are opening that are smaller. Or, you know, not, you know, major, you know, productions that I do want to get on here that, you know, again, they do have some budgets behind them, so they're not really, you know, small budget, but they're small in stature compared to the other bigger summer movies. So, yeah, expect a lot of content coming out, a lot of content. So, yeah, so we got that to look forward to. But anyway, now I'm rambling. I do appreciate the support. Appreciate you taking a few minutes to listen to me. And I will be back again with another episode this weekend. I think that might be a themed episode because I recently, and haven't done one of these in a while, I saw another one on my most disturbing list. And this one was a heavy one. like all of them pretty much have been heavy. But yeah, this one was... Yeah, I'm not going to talk about it. I'm about to get into it. But yeah, let me stop there. But yeah, I will be back with some kind of review. That's going to be that one on my list. Or it's going to be another newer review. And yeah, again, I appreciate the support. And I will see you guys next time. Peace.